في خبر عاجل، يسجل تصعيد واسع النطاق على الجبهة الجنوبية مع إسرائيل منذ بعد الظهر. وفي التفاصيل،
Just before 3 p.m. on April 6, UNIFIL radar detected multiple rocket launches from three locations in southern Lebanon towards Israel.
عن سماع أصوات انفجارات في مدينة صور ناجمة عن إطلاق صاروخي كاتيوشا على الأقل.
Explosions were heard over the south, including the mission's Nakura headquarters, as Israel's Iron Dome defense system intercepted many of the rockets. UNIFIL's head of mission and force commander, Major General Aroldo Lattaro, was on the phone immediately to urge restraint and ensure the crisis didn't escalate. More details in a moment. You are listening to UNIFIL radio program Salam from the South.
It started out as a normal day. I had met General Kobayati that morning in Saira, where we discussed a number of issues related to UNIFIL's work with the Lebanese armed forces. I was back in my office in Nakura when I received a call informing me that our radar had detected rockets being launched from our area of operations. I then heard the sound of explosions, which I understood were the rockets being intercepted by Israel's Iron Dome. While my colleagues in our joint operations center and in the sectors moved into crisis management mode, I picked up the phone and I started calling my contacts on both sides of the blue line. I reiterated that UNIFIL was ready to support in preventing any further action that could cause escalation.
The situation was extremely serious. This was the largest attack launched from Lebanese territory against Israel since the 2006 war. It was reported that at least one person in Israel had been injured in the rocket attack. For safety reasons and following standard protocol, most peacekeepers were ordered to shelter in bunkers to await a possible Israeli military response. They continued to work as best they could, monitoring the situation, engaging with authorities on both sides of the blue line, and liaising and coordinating to reduce tensions.
Once we learned about the rocket launch, we immediately activated our crisis management plan. Given the number of rockets involved and reports that someone on the Israeli side had been injured, we expected that there would be a response from the IDF. Following protocol for the safety of our civilian and military personnel, we ordered everyone who was outside of a United Nations base to return and everyone inside bases to seek shelter. Our operations center at headquarters and in the sectors were fully operational, and we continued to monitor for any further activity. I was on the phone constantly to coordinate messages between both sides. Our sector commanders reached out to local religious and civilian leaders, as well as local Lebanese army units, to update and reassure them.
Several teams soon jumped into action on the ground, however, to start the investigation into what happened and try to prevent any further rocket launches.
We sent three teams of peacekeepers to the launch sites in Kolayle, Taibe, and Shipkin to coordinate with and support the Lebanese armed forces in performing reconnaissance. We knew where the sites were from our radar detection of the initial launches. Unlaunched rockets and launching ramps were found at each of the sites. The Lebanese army secured and removed the materials from the sites and later destroyed the rockets and electric timers at UNIFIL's firing range in Nakura.
During this time, UNIFIL's head of mission and force commander, Major General Lattaro, was in constant contact with military and civilian leaders on both sides of the blue line.
The situation was very tense as we awaited the expected response. I was constantly on the phone speaking to Lebanese authorities, including the Lebanese army commander and prime minister. I spoke with the IDF requesting restraint I also spoke with my colleagues in other agencies within the UN family in Lebanon, including the Special Coordinator for Lebanon and the Resident Coordinator in Beirut, and the Special Coordinator for the Middle East Peace Process in Jerusalem. The United Nations was very well connected through the crisis, and we were able to share information quickly. UNIFIL's ultimate role and goal in the situation was to make sure it did not escalate into a conflict. I knew that a single miscalculation could lead to a much worse situation.
The telephone calls, coordination, and other work continued throughout the evening. In the early morning hours, after a tense and sleepless night, Major General Lazaro received a call.
The IDF called to inform me that they were responding. Immediately after I got off the phone, I alerted our Joint Operations Center and Liaison Branch that the response was coming.
Moments later, explosions could be heard around Tir as Israeli fighter jets struck three locations between Rashidiyeh and Kulayli from the air.
قناة 13 الإسرائيلية أفادت بأن غارات استهدفت أهداف تابعة لحماس.
After these pre-dawn air strikes, the situation returned to a cautious calm. UNIFIL peacekeepers and Lebanese army soldiers were back out in the field to continue their investigations. Additional unlaunched rockets and launching rams were discovered, and the sites of the Israeli strikes were visited. UNIFIL formally opened its investigation into the incident as a violation of Resolution 1701. The mission increased activities to enhance the presence of peacekeepers to avoid any future activities that could provoke another serious incident. Peacekeepers gradually returned to their daily tasks. The over 450 operational activities they do each day, independently and with the Lebanese armed forces, to help maintain security and stability along the blue line.
It was in no one's interest for this situation to escalate, and my fellow peacekeepers and I did everything we could to ensure that didn't happen. We worked at all levels to convey messages between the parties and urge restraint at all times. I reiterated to the Lebanese authorities that UNIFIL was always ready to support the government and the Lebanese armed forces to prevent any kind of hostile action from its territory. I believe that UNIFIL played its role here and we did what we were mandated to do. For now, things are stable and inshallah they will remain that way.
Thank you for listening to this special episode of Salam from the South, an audio production of the United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon.